Welcome to the Building with Metal podcast, presented by McElroy Metal. Whether you're a contractor, architect, designer, or building owner, we're here to help you build better with metal roofing and siding products.
Hello, I'm your host, Kathy Miller, and today we're joined by Teresa Taylor, Operations Regional Manager for McElroy Metal. Welcome to the show, Teresa.
Well, thanks, Kathy, for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah, we're excited. So let's start things off and share with our listeners, if you would, a little bit about what you do for McElroy, how you got here, just life experiences.
Sure. All right. So I'll start. You know, I graduated from college, earning my degree from Shepherd University in 1990. Right after that, I spent 10 months with Southern State Cooperative in their management training program. Right after that, I joined McElroy Metal in April of 1991 as a senior accounting clerk at our Winchester, Virginia plant. December 1991, that same year, I was promoted to administrative leader, where I remained in that role for over a decade. And during that time, I eventually earned the title of senior administrative leader. So in 2003, I actually moved into the operations manager role at our Winchester facility until 2015, when I then moved to my current role of operations regional manager. My responsibilities include directly supporting our Winchester, Virginia plant, as well as supporting our admin leaders and all of our 14 plants. So it keeps me busy every day. Personally, I'm a huge Disney fan, and I will jump at any opportunity I get to go visit the mouse in the house. So, going to Disney World is, that's my reset. So I love going there. And then I'm also a dedicated Washington Nationals fan, to which I have season tickets. So between those two things throughout the year, I don't go to Florida when it's hot, so I sit and watch baseball and then wait till wintertime when no baseball, I go to Disney World. So
there you go. And in between, you travel a lot for McElroy Metal, don't you?
That's correct.
So you shared, your interesting history with us, Teresa. Obviously, you started in our accounting and business end and ended up in operations. And so, and a lot of years as an operations lead. So one of the things we wanted to really talk today about with you is you recently spearheaded a rather large initiative for McElroy Metal, and one that had been sorely needed for, decades, perhaps? Why don't you fill us in on what that project was, Teresa?
Yeah, so it was, as you said, a major training initiative. And it was kind of where we started. It was really kind of a twofold problem, if you will. Really more than that. But, when we sat down and determined, as things bubble to the top, what are our main things? First, we knew we needed an onboarding course for new people that are coming in. And then secondly, we recognize we have an aging workforce, especially on our plant floors, and that with every seasoned employee that leaves or retires, we're losing valuable information and resources that are, it's just walking out the door. So we wanted a way to capture that tribal knowledge, and capture that information using, or within some sort of technology. And we wanted to try and capture it with technology because we were hoping that that would maybe increase the attractiveness, of people who like to use technology. And in most cases, that's younger people. We were hoping to, to kind of go down that technology path. So that's kind of the overall, kind of problem statements, if you will.
Okay. So you kind of mentioned two things. Let's unpack that a little bit. So there was a need for onboarding, right? And then and a way to gain tribal knowledge. So did the project really have two separate but related facets, or was it one continuous stream?
We're calling phases. So our first phase was actually two. We knew we needed that onboarding, course. So that was part of phase one. The other part of phase one was, where we wanted to capture information about a specific product type that we have, one that we thought was easy, one that I was very familiar with, our Maxrib panel. So that was a way for us to kind of dip our toe into how do we figure all this out. So that was kind of we did kind of go in two a little bit different directions, but all still using technology. So, you know, the onboarding, we thought it would be a really good place to start, so that we could really understand and use it to find a technology partner that would work with us. And, you know, with the onboarding, we were kind of relying on all of the plants to kind of do their thing. But we wanted to try and work with this onboarding course because we also saw it as an opportunity to be able to share it with other departments as well, because not only does operations need onboarding, but we know other departments need it as well.
So. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I just think this is so cool. And as you know, I'm very passionate about training and, in fact, run training sure. for our sales arm here mm-hmm. at McElroy Metal. But how did you get started even identifying, like, what topics you wanted to cover and what needed to be included? That just seems like a mammoth task.
Yeah. You got that right. That's for sure. You know, so going down the path of just, like I said earlier, trying to find, a technology partner, that could help us with it. Honestly, I Googled it, didn't know, what exact terminology to use to really kind of narrow in. So, I just started looking for training companies within the technology realm and started kind of doing research, that way, filling out the little information emails and getting people to contact me back. We ended up choosing a company named Alancom, and they're a corporate training and learning company. They offer all kinds of things, but instructional design, performance consulting, and then the workplace learning and development design, were, you know, between the instructional and the workplace learning and development, that was really where we knew we needed help. So, we had a lot of conversations with different companies. But it was pretty clear to me that Alancom was the right partner that we needed. Kathy, you've been with McElroy a long time. We know the McElroy people. We know how we are and how we respond to customers. And whenever I talked with anyone from Alancom, it was like I was having a conversation with somebody from McElroy. So it was pretty evident, you know, that they were the right partner for us. I think they have the same type of culture and just wanting to help the customer that we do. So that was who we ended up, going with was Alancom. I'll tell you, it took nearly a year for us to get a fine scope of content. Because McElroy, we are very deliberate about what the decisions that we make. And I like that about us because we know that we're making a good decision. And never once did I feel pressured or Alancom being pushy or anything. They were very supportive, always kept coming back with more options, things for us to think about. So they've just become a true partner with us.
Fabulous. So talk to us about your project duration and, you know, number of courses. How long did they take? Were you, you know, in process on several different courses at the same time? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, phase one was the onboarding and Maxrib. Those was two pieces in phase one. So things happen as we start. Once we started with that scope of content, once it was signed, things went really fast. That was something that I wasn't really expecting. But Alancom puts together a project team. There's a project manager. They have it all lined out. They know. We know what the timelines are. There's certain deadlines for getting in certain information. So the onboarding, went a little bit quicker than the Maxrib one, because they were able to glean a lot of things from our website. your department has done a great job of, with our website. So there was a lot of things that, that they were able to pull off of there. And they really kind of put together an onboarding course for us, with information that they got from us outside of the website, but a lot of it they were able to pull off of that and, you know, ask some other questions and really kind of put that together, and it went fast. The MaxRib portion of it went a little slower, because we had videoing to do, at our Marshall plant. Those are a lot of things that I learned, how that all comes together. So, you know, there's a script for it, and, getting all the right subject matter experts involved. It takes time. But we wanted to make sure that we had things pulled together so that we were getting really good information about what our quality checks are, what are the job A's and SOPs that we could attach into that module and so forth. So, it was good because that was a, like I said earlier, a product that I know pretty well. We've run it for a long time at the Winchester plant. So I was able to sometimes on the fly put together job aids and those types of things, that I could bring to them. But, it was, that probably between the onboarding and MaxRib took us probably, I don't know, it was about 4 months all together for both of those in phase one.
Okay. And so talk to us a little bit about the learner experience, right? You mentioned you wanted to use technology. You know, are they self-led? Is it iPads, computers? How long are courses? Those kinds of things.
Yeah, so everything we're doing is web-based. The onboarding is it's a professional, self-paced course that somebody can go through. Seat time on it's about 20 minutes. And then the other part that we have out on the plant floor, all of those were built such that they could be used on tablets that we have out on the plant floor. We have QR codes that they can scan with the tablet. It will direct them to our LMS, our learning management system. Everybody in each plant has a sign-on. And when they go into that sign-on, they can choose the module that they want to go to. Now, it can still be used on a computer where if somebody's brand new and when we want them to go through that module just for learning basics, they can do that on the computer. But we wanted to have the tablets in the hands of the operators out on the plant floor so that if they'd gone through the training and they maybe forgot a step, they could go into that quickly without having to wait for somebody more seasoned, you know, to become available. So, we built it with the operators in mind and trying to, give them the tools in their hands right on the plant floor to be able to keep moving, with maybe some information they could get, just, you know, from using the tablets on the floor. So
perfect. Perfect. So let's talk a little bit about results. And you know, there's a couple buckets of results, right? You know, there's mm-hmm. the McElroy results. Did we hit your goals? And then there's also external results. So let's start there. A little bird told me you might have won a few awards for this training yeah. program. So fill us in. Tell us
yes,
about your hardware.
Yeah, for sure. We won 9 Brandon Hall Awards, 2 silver and 7 gold. You know, I had no idea what Brandon Hall Awards were before all of this. Alan Com really helped us with this, but Brandon Hall has been awarding human capital management excellence in all kinds of categories since 1993. And I'll mention that, you know, it's not just in the United States. These are global, you know, organizations that they give these awards to. So, they're the most prestigious awards in human capital management industry. But the awards that we won, the 2 silver, all of these were in, well, all but one were in learning and development awards. So the silver for best learning strategy, a silver for best unique or innovative learning and development program. Our gold were best competencies and skill development best custom content, best learning in the flow of work, best learning program supporting a change transformation business strategy, best learning technology implementation, best use of games or simulations for learning. And then we had one gold in the talent acquisition area, and that was best new hire onboarding program. So, like I said, AllenCom did the heavy lifting. They filled out all of the applications and everything. That was quite exciting. They put us up for 9, and we won all 9 that we were actually up for. So, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, congratulations.
So, yeah. Thank you.
So, of those, which is the most special to you personally?
Yeah, the most meaningful to me I would say the gold for the best custom content. So a little bit behind the scenes story about that one, why it's the most meaningful to me. One of the coolest things that we pulled off was our loading training course. So I hadn't mentioned that yet because it was actually in our phase 2. So in phase 2, we focused on loading and trim. In loading, we wanted our users, especially new users, to be able to learn the concepts of loading our products onto a flatbed trailer via a computerized program. So in most of our plants, we use overhead cranes to load our product. And we wanted to be able to have new people gain and understand these concepts without actually having to use the overhead crane, especially early on. If you're not familiar with how to run it, it can be a little challenging and a little scary. So we felt like that if we could teach people the concepts of loading without having to put their hands on the crane, it kind of gave them an environment where they could just at least learn the concepts, and then they could focus on later the actual physical learning the crane and how it maneuvered. But I would say that out of all of the projects that we've done, this proved to be one of the biggest design challenges that we faced. So we actually had to adjust the scope of the project and the project timeline several times. The first pass was in 2D, and when AllenCom brought that to us, it just wasn't as lifelike. It just wasn't as real life as we wanted. So we worked with AllenCom, worked with the project team to find something closer to 3D. We kind of pushed them a little bit on it and said, you know, we need to do something a little bit better. So at that point, we changed the scope a little bit. In the end, they delivered a course that allows our users to be able to view real load information. So we fed into this course real loads that we had from several plants across our company. And then the users can drag and drop what we'll call bundle product onto a trailer. And AllenCom did an excellent job. The bundles that are computer generated, they're objects that look very similar to our packaged products. It's amazing how much they look like it. Obviously, there's only so much screen space that we have, but they really worked hard to get something that was real lifelike. But yeah, I'll tell you, it was a project that really stretched our team to get AllenCom right amount of information, the right information to make it a valuable tool for us. And I joked with AllenCom, with the team, I was like, I feel like it stretched them too. So I guess the fact that we won gold for something that took that much effort, it just helped. It just makes me, you know, made the effort worthwhile. In addition to the fact that we have a very, very valuable training tool.
But absolutely.
To win the award.
Yeah. That's really neat. I did not realize the one about the loading. I can see where that would pay huge dividends.
So. Oh yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll have to look at it next time I see you.
Yeah, so, for sure.
So, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, competition, right? And so, where would have you put McElroy's training program before this project? right? And where are we in relation to our competitors now?
You know, I think, you know, McElroy leads the industry in a lot of things, and I feel like this is something that we're following suit on that. I feel like we're leading the industry because I don't know of any of our other competitors that have actually invested in this type of training and development with technology. You know, I'm not going to pretend to know all of the training types that our competitors have, but we have people that work with our company now that came from competitors, and I've been told by several of them that those companies don't have something like this. So, you know, I think it's just, it's McElroy, you know, continuing to lead the industry with things that some of our competitors don't have. So, you know, I hope we keep staying the course with that.
Right. That I do too. So, and that's our challenge every day, right? As employee
Absolutely.
Owners.
Yes.
So let's kind of move to implementation for a little bit, Teresa. So, okay. You know, every project has challenges, right? Especially we're dealing with people, and people make mistakes and challenges and all of that. So can you tell us about maybe one time in particular during the project that was challenging and how you guys as a project team overcame it?
Yeah, I would say probably the biggest one is kind of what I just talked about with the loading, you know, as far as the individual project. But I would say, and I, you know, mentioned this a little bit early on, just from my standpoint and our team standpoint, things just happen so fast. I mean, Alancom, they do this every day. It's like feed them information, and they have this whole team working on it. And, you know, what we were doing and trying to understand it, a lot of it was me working on it, but also getting information, you know, filtering information from our teams to Alancom. But, you know, they just kept wanting, give me more information. And it was early on, it was very apparent how much we do rely on the tribal knowledge. We rely on people to have the knowledge, and we didn't have job aids and SOPs and those kind of things written or in place that we could just automatically feed to Alancom. So, you know, I would say outside of the big challenge of loading, the loading project, it was just the sheer amount of information that we had to collect and get to them, and the speed to which we had to get it to them. So that was that made it challenging.
Well, and add to all of that, right? This was a grassroots effort. None of this information was laying on a shelf that just needed updated.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't like I had a book to go to and I could just, you know, here, I'll scan it into you.
Yeah.
So a lot of it was pulling it from all different areas, getting it from, you know, subject matter experts, you know, putting it. And in some cases, Alancom was like, don't worry about putting it into any kind of document. Just give us the information and let us, you know, they would kind of beautify it, if you will,
and
make it look nice. So.
Awesome. It sounds like you definitely chose the right partner. So,
absolutely.
So we talked about the awards, the hardware, right? But let's talk about the impact. And that's fabulous. Congratulations, by the way. Let's talk about the impact to McElroy and our employees. How's the program been received?
You know, it's change. And we all know how people accept change. It's slow. And, you know, it's like turning a gigantic cruise ship out in the ocean. It doesn't happen on a dime. But the feedback that I've gotten has been awesome. You know, I feel like that every day we're gaining more and more traction with it. We've probably gained the most traction with the onboarding, you know, because we have been able to, share it with other departments. That was one of the things that I mentioned earlier, that we wanted to make sure that we built it such that we could share it with other departments. Our customer service team is already on board with that, using the onboarding. You know, so it's, again, like I said, it's slow and it's change. It's getting people to use and remember in some cases that we have some of these things available. You know, you mentioned earlier, I mean, these are things we've never had. So it's new and different. So I wish that, you know, I could have thrown the light switch and everybody was using it 100%. But, you know, that's not how things go with change. But I still feel like that it's, that we're doing the things that are in line with our growth mindset at McElroy. You know, we have to have these things. As we get new people, we can bring these tools to them, and it'll continue to, you know, it'll continue to take hold, and we'll continue to improve.
Absolutely. So one of the things I wanted to dig into a little bit, Teresa, earlier you mentioned that you had some gamification you used. In case some mm-hmm. of our listeners aren't familiar, you know, walk us through what that is and maybe just high level how you incorporated that in some of the training modules.
Yeah, sure. The one that really kind of sticks with me, I would keep going back to the onboarding, but, you know, that was our very first one, and I feel like we did a really good job with that. You know, so in the onboarding, the user can go through and they'll, they may read something or maybe watch a short video. I mentioned earlier that we were able to pull some things off the website. One of those is the video that we have out there of our company history. So they'll watch that video, and then they'll move into another portion of that module within company history, and they could drag and drop. So, it would say, you know, what it'll give like a statement of what year did the Clinton plant open, and they can drag and drop like what that year is, or, put it kind of in a timeline. It just reinforces what they've seen in the video. So, I mean, that's one example. Another is in the safety module of the onboarding. You know, just some of the things that are part of our safety culture, and they can click and choose, some answers, or drag and drop some things. So it's just different, ways to, again, reinforce what they've read or learned or seen in a video. And some of the gamification is just, that's the learning part of it. They may not have actually seen a video or read anything. It's like some of it is more common sense type thing, and we use the gamification to kind of drive those topics home. So, that was the other really big part that's that instructional design that I said at AllenCom brings mm-hmm. to the table. They understand how people learn, and that was, you know, a lot of the things that we weren't thinking of that. They know to put it in there and where it makes the most sense.
Right.
So
you had mentioned the Learning Management System, or LMS, you know, for people that mm-hmm. are familiar. And so let's talk about that a minute. Are courses assigned to a user, and then is there completion of the course tracked? Or are they pretty much just a free serve? If they feel like they need help on, you know, loading a truck, they can go find that course.
Right. So it's actually both. Currently we don't have it set up to where, our managers, anybody has to assign it. But it does, as I mentioned earlier, each user has a unique sign on for themselves. So it does track, when someone completes a mod, when they start it and when they complete it. But at any time, any user can go back into that LMS and pick up modules that maybe they want to reinforce, or if we need to use it in any kind of, you know, where we feel like they need to do some retraining, we can do that. Again, it's not a sign, but we can have them go back and do it, and it tracks that they've used it again. So, I like having the learning management system because it does have some information that we know who's done what.
Absolutely. So you mentioned phase one and phase two. Mm-hmm. Is that up to date? And then is there going to be a phase three if one and two is all we've done so far?
Yeah, I hope so. Right now we're kind of in a holding pattern with picking more topics or products to do. But for sure, I would love to continue to expand into other products and topics for our operation. You know, it's, I feel strongly about it, and it's something that we definitely have to continue recording the tribal knowledge. But as I mentioned, right now we're kind of on hold with that respect of it, but we are still continuing to focus on writing new SOPs, updating SOPs, job aids, development, any resources that we might need for the time that we have the opportunity to start creating more of these types of modules. You know, we want to be ready with as many SOPs and job aids as we can have. So that's kind of what we're focused on right now.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're kind of drawing short on time here, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, if you could dream big, what's the next big thing that you'd like to see McElroy and our operations team here do with training?
For sure. It's a long lift, but for me, but I, you know, the, my big dream would be that if we had no restrictions on any required resources, I would love to have a comprehensive library of videos of how to properly do quality checks on all of our products. I think that, again, I mentioned earlier, videoing, it takes a little time. You have to choreograph everything and know what you're going to do. But I think professional videos of those types of things where we can really hone in on details that we need to pay attention to, that would be my dream, if we could have that comprehensive video of those.
Yeah.
That would be fabulous.
Yeah. All the salespeople listening, they're loving that.
I know, they're like, yes. They keep on me. They want to install videos of every product too. And the nice thing is, right, we have a very extensive product line, right? The hard
exactly.
thing for people like you and I, that it's not just one lift, but that's a nice problem
yes,
to have.
For sure. Exactly.
So any closing thoughts, Teresa, that you want to share with our listeners today that we haven't chatted about?
Yeah, quickly, this journey, it's been eye-opening, but a wonderful experience for me personally. I have learned a lot. I told the Allencom team at the end, I have a whole new vocabulary of terms that I had no clue what those were before we started all this. As I just mentioned, I've learned a tremendous amount of what goes into developing, producing, and delivering professional training courses like we have now. And it takes effort. It just does. But, I'd recommend for any other companies or anyone else wanting to go down this path to prepare. That's the big thing. Preparation of the information, the job aids, the documents, anything related to that subject, the preparation is key.
Absolutely. And as an employee owner, I just want to say thank you very much. I have no doubt that these courses are helping us attract and retain higher quality talent, which, of course, pushes all of our goals forward.
Sure.
So thanks for joining our show today, Teresa. And once again, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy. Again, thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for listening to the Building with Metal podcast, presented by McElroy Metal. To stay up to date with our latest episodes, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at www.mcelroymetal.com for more info and products. Until next time, keep building with metal.